Hi guys, it's Laura J. Marshall. Hope you're having a good week. It's a new one here. It's Monday night, and I wanted to share a few things. Christian Book Finds has a new giveaway going on. Every month we do one, and I would just want to let you guys know that's up and running. And also, I turn comments on the site, so you guys can drop me a comment now and again. I'd love to hear from you. It's kind of quiet on there. I try to chit chat on Facebook and in the reader group. So I wanted to share with you something the Lord has been showing me for about a week now. And it's about overcoming. It's about overcoming and how the Bible says that we are overcomers, and that really to overcome, we are going to have to face obstacles and things to overcome. Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 talks about how he prayed to the Lord three times for the thorn in his flesh to be taken away. And the Lord answered him, saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And in verse 10, Paul says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties." And we all know what he says after that: "For when I am weak, then I am strong." It's in our pressing in to God in those times that we overcome. But not just the pressing in, it's in displaying outwardly and in our thought process mercy and love and surrender to that process. Surrender to the process of overcoming the hardest things in our lives that we want to run away from. You know, the world will tell you it's just leave, just walk away from all those hard things. It's actually, it's going against what the world says and facing them with our fruit from the Holy Spirit. A friend of mine shared 1 Samuel 24 tonight with me. And it fits into what I've been reading in the Bible and hearing from God. It's about David, and he was running away from Saul, and him and his men were hiding in a cave. And God placed Saul in that cave, you know, just to go in there and deal with nature. And it was near David and his men. And David could have killed him, but he didn't. So he prostrates himself before Saul outside the cave, and he said, "May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done me, but my hand will not touch you." David submitted to Saul's kingship, but also to God. It is in showing our mercy and full reliance of God in the situations where we fight our toughest battles, the ones that we don't tell anyone about. One about the ones that maybe only God sees, that when we face it with the Lord, and we still our tongue and we quiet our thoughts and we cry out to God, He gives us the grace to act gracefully, and in turn He will show us His strength, and He is mighty on our behalf. So I just want to encourage you, if you are going through tough times. If nobody may know about it, or everybody may know about it, but truthfully, just get in that quiet place with the Lord, cry out to Him in your heart, read your word. He will give you a word just for you to comfort you, and I'll be praying for you. And if you need, you know, if you need anything, you can reach out to me. I'm happy to talk to you or pray for you. All my links are on the site. That you can reach me, or you can reach out with an email. And I just hope you have a blessed week, and God bless you, and have a good night. Bye-bye.